everyone, and welcome back to the 13th episode of JanSTEM. As usual, I'm your host, Neha, and I'm super excited to be back and discussing a brand new topic with you all. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, or if you aren't very familiar with JanSTEM, JanSTEM is a podcast that discusses all the current events and new discoveries happening in the STEM field. I would also recommend watching our trailer to learn more about our podcast and its goals, but do that after listening to this episode, of course. So in this episode, we'll talk to you about new discoveries being made around genetic engineering, specifically about personalized medicine. You have probably heard about personalized medicine on the news or even in your doctor's office. There are many people who argue that personalized medicine is very important and that it is one of the most promising technologies in the world today. They argue this because it's a new frontier for healthcare that combines genetics, big data analytics, and population health. So today I wanted to dedicate this episode to discussing personalized medicine and its benefits. I also want to talk to you all about what personalized medicine exactly is and how the process exactly works. So let's dive right into the rest of the episode. So to start off this episode, I want to ask you a question. Would you buy the same clothes as your grandfather, for example? The answer to this is probably no. This is because you don't wear the same size as him, or maybe your styles are different. But in general, you would prefer your own clothes to be tailor-made for your needs, right? This connects back to our topic, because when someone is sick, they're likely to receive the same medical treatment as everyone else, even though that they all have their differences and they all are unique. That's because even the world's best scientists and doctors don't fully understand how different people develop diseases and respond to different treatments. The result to this is a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine, and is mostly based on broad population averages. This traditional practice often misses its mark because, as you know, each person's genetic makeup is slightly different from everyone else, and this often affects their health in a very important ways. That's when personalized medicine comes in. Personalized medicine is basically a modern approach to understanding health. In a more formal definition, personalized medicine is a form of medicine that uses information about a person's own genes or proteins to prevent, diagnose, and treat diseases. For example, in cancer, personalized medicine uses specific information about a person's tumor to help make a diagnosed plan treatment or find out how well a treatment's working. Another example is that there are more than 25 million Americans who have asthma. All of them have one thing in common, which is difficulty in breathing. In most clinics, they're all treated with an inhaler and the same drug. But take a step back and ask yourself, are all the 25 million people all the same? No, because if you have asthma, your condition depends on your age, where you grew up, your ancestry, the quality of air you breathe, whether you have pets or not, and etc. This goes to show that every patient is unique, so one-size-fits-all remedies don't always work. This is not just for asthma, but this applies for diabetes, cancer, and other diseases. Today's treatments are based on common symptoms, standard tests, and common drugs. Personalized medicine, however, starts creating a clear picture of health by collecting and analyzing many pieces of information. This could be data for you provided from your fitness tracker, genetics, your health history, and other details. When we integrate such data from millions of people, your doctors and researchers will be able to understand your health risks, how others like you respond to a drug or a disease, and what makes you unique. The advancements and new discoveries being made in personalized medicine are moving us to a more precise, predictable, and powerful healthcare that is customized for the individual patient. And personalized medicine is also known as precision medicine or individual medicine for this reason. A growing understanding of genetics and how they drive health, disease, and drug responses in each person is enabling doctors to provide better disease prevention, more accurate diagnosis, safer drug prescriptions, and more effective treatments in general for many diseases and conditions that demolish our health. Tailoring healthcare to each person's unique genetic makeup. That's the promising idea behind personalized medicine. Throughout history, the practice of medicine has largely been reactive. I say this because even today, we usually must wait until the onset of diseases and then try to treat or cure them. And because we don't fully understand genetic and environmental factors that cause these major diseases such as cancer, Alzheimer's, and diabetes, our effects to treat these diseases are often imprecise, unpredictable, and ineffective. The drugs and treatments we devise are tested on broad populations and are prescribed using statistical averages. They also only work for some patients, but not for many others, due to genetical differences among population. On average, any given prescription drug now on the market only works for half of those who take it. Personalized medicine, because it is based on each person's unique genetic makeup, is beginning to overcome the limitations of traditional medicine. Increasingly, it is allowing healthcare providers to provide disease detection, customize disease prevention strategies, prescribe more effective drugs, and avoid prescribing drugs with predictable side effects. This eliminates trial and error inefficiencies that inflate healthcare costs and undermine patient care. So some of you probably are wondering, what are some negative sides to personalized medicine? Well, first of all, there are some people who don't feel comfortable with sharing their genetic makeup with healthcare providers, and this can be due to many other reasons. Or some people don't simply understand how personalized medicine exactly works, since it is a relatively new field. That's why there should be more informational sources about it, so people can learn more about personalized medicine, and the awareness about it can spread. That's one of the reasons why I started to create this podcast episode on it. Second of all, personalized medicine, as of now, is pretty costly. The cost can also be a barrier to low-income families, but hopefully as new advancements and new discoveries are being made in the field, this will allow the cost of personalized medicine to go down and become more affordable for everyone. Before I start to wrap up this episode, I also want to talk to you all about some careers in the biotechnology field. First up, we have bioinformaticians. They enjoy one of the most challenging areas of biotechnology. They're required to use highly advanced technology of both biology and computer science. These uses of information technology and computer science skills in order to take biomedical data and create useful information out of them, like how personalized medicine uses data. Second up, we have biomedical engineers. Biomedical engineers use knowledge of both engineering, biology, and the medical field to develop tools and products that better the lives of patients. They often undertake research projects with other scientists from other fields, engineers, or business professionals to develop those kinds of products. Biomedical engineering also involves developing products for inside the body as well. This includes devices for regulating heartbeat or insulin. Third up, we have biochemists. Biochemists study the chemical properties of living things in biological processes, such as cell development, cell growth, heredity, and disease. They also conduct complex research projects. They frequently isolate, analyze, and synthesize proteins, lipids, or also fats, DNA, carbohydrates, or sugars, and other molecules. They also research the effects of drugs, hormones, and nutrients on tissues and biological processes to develop products and processes that may improve human health. There are also so many other careers in the field, so I encourage you to look them up and learn more about them. And if you're interested in some of them, there are many other sources that you can use on the internet to learn more about them and get started on them. Well, that's all for today, and I'm going to start wrapping up this episode now. I'm hopefully you learned a lot about personalized medicine and the benefits of it. If you liked this week's episode, please subscribe to my podcast and stay in tune for the next episode. While you're waiting, you can also check out our blog at genstem.wixsite.com/genstem. genstem.wixsite.com/genstem. And if you didn't watch our previous episodes, feel free to go check them out also. In the first episode, we talked about tips for landing remote internships and how to ace your next virtual interview. In the second episode, we talked about steps for vaccine development. And in the third episode, we talked about what dark matter and dark energy exactly are. In the fourth episode, we talked about the impact of environmental issues on human health. In the fifth episode, we talked about the good and the bad about CRISPR. In the sixth episode, we talked about natural selection and the evidence behind it. In the 7th episode, we talked about what exactly biodiversity is. In the 8th episode, we talked about tips on landing how to land research opportunities. In the 9th episode, we gave you an introduction to cybersecurity. In our 10th episode, we gave you an introduction to machine learning. And in our 11th episode, we talked about invasive species. And finally, in our 12th episode, we talked about plate tectonics and the evidence behind it. So if there are any topics that interest you, you can also go back and watch the podcast episodes for them too. And if there are any topics that you want to be discussed on GenStem, or if you have any questions about the podcast, please feel free to email me at genstemblog@gmail.com, genstemblog@gmail.com. I'm open to any new ideas and I'll try to respond to them as soon as possible. I also started an Instagram account for GenStem just recently, so I would appreciate it if you go support us over there as well. I will also post all the new updates there so you can be up to date and well informed on what's going on at GenStem. I look forward to talking to you all again next week. And as usual, in the meantime, keep learning and stay curious.